Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
minus
being shut down.
Well, good luck with that, because nobody's a Toys R Us kid anymore.
Nope.
Is that still a thing?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, they are definitely closed.
Oh, so they are closed.
Yeah, and I worked for them for like a month before that.
Really?
Yeah, I firmly believe that I am the...
You are the cause.
That I am the cause, yeah. Well, actually, I think it was one day. I think I worked there one day.
They were like, you know what?
If this, you know what? Let's just close
if
down.
If this is the clientele we're bringing...
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Bruh.
Brother.
Hi.
Hello.
It's off to a great start.
Look.
Well, as opposed to our last couple episodes...
Look,
I've been struggling.
We are holly jolly today.
Yeah.
Because we're having what we call a podcast day.
So excited.
Listener, not to like take you out of your experience. For me and Tyler right now, this moment, it is a Saturday.
Wow.
And it is a full Saturday that we have dedicated to doing this.
For you, listener.
We're just recording episodes, going over ideas, fleshing out stuff for the future seasons.
Look, just imagine like they listen to this episode and then the next week's episode and like you hear the decline in enthusiasm. Like you hear the just like the overall weariness.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to the table. He's Tyler. I'm Cody.
Listen to the next episode and see if you can tell
over
the difference.
It. We did this a while back, and we thought we were going to do this all day.
Oh, yeah. We thought we were going to get, like, what, four or five?
We did two, and we were exhausted. But to be fair, we learned from that.
Oh, yeah.
And we're handling today differently.
Yeah, we are. I'm very excited.
Yeah,
very
me too.
Excited.
Well, we are going to talk about something very interesting today.
Oh, Lord. We're starting with the heavy one.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, it's okay. I don't think it has to be heavy. We have to be heavy.
Right. I mean, we don't have a choice.
Right. But the topic doesn't necessarily have to be heavy.
We do,
but we'll see. But before we do that, let's get into a segment, brother.
Let's do it.
What would you do?
Yes.
This week on What Would You Do? Cody, I have a scenario for you.
All right, let me adjust my hat here. It's not pink.
Right, much unlike mine.
Right, yours is.
So what would you do if you were the last person alive due to some hypothetical apocalyptic situation?
That, oh no.
Apocalyptic event. Yeah, you were the last person alive. And your only source of food.
Oh dear.
It was a grocery store full of food that you hate. Let's say an Asian market.
Oh no. Okay, so I have the short answer and I have the long answer. Well, which would you like first?
The long answer.
The long answer first would be... to be fair,
I would kill myself.
No, I would not do that, nor do I endorse such actions. So I have never been to an Asian market, but I can only imagine like what's there. Probably
everything you can imagine that you do not eat is there.
Is there fish?
Yes.
I would first go straight to the fish.
Okay.
And I would live as long as I could off of fish.
You're going to get the good stuff over with first?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get the good stuff. I'm going straight to the good stuff.
So your quality of life can just overall decrease.
Yeah, overall, I'm just like slowly declining in quality of life and in life in general. Like I said, I've never been to an Asian market, so I don't really know. And let's take it off the Asian market. Just a store
that has
stuff.
Just a store food that you don't like.
I've never... I do feel...
Like it has a bunch of rice in there.
I do feel that I would eventually reach a point where I'm like... That rice look real good. You best believe I'm about to try to fix some.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I know that would be the case, but it's just funny.
But
to
then
think
the
about.
Issue would be, well, I got to eat it like cereal because I don't know how to cook rice. So I got to put it in a bowl and where's some milk. I got to put the rice in it. Yeah. I got to
do
gross.
That.
And then that would go poorly, of course. And then I would be like, you know what? Is life really worth living anymore? Like, I'm going to just sit here and just patiently wait. Just. That's the long answer. Short answer, I would die. Yeah. I would just go ahead and just lay down and be like, Lord, here I am. Take me.
See, I could imagine myself in the same situation because believe it or not, there is food out there that I would hate.
There's like two.
No, there's a couple.
Mayo and guacamole.
And well, there's also Brussels sprouts.
Oh yeah, well that's fair. Everyone hates Brussels sprouts.
I know some people that like them.
What kind of monster are you?
I know, weirdo. I don't like green beans.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
I don't like...
That's it.
I'm literally trying to think. So there's four. I don't like raisins.
Really?
I do not like raisins.
I didn't know that either.
That's like, I love grapes. Trail mix. I love grapes. Yeah. I have grapes at the house. Only a few left because I've been eating so
we didn't bring me any. Maybe that's why.
There's almost a few left. I love trail mix, but the fact that there's raisins in there, I have to go make my own trail mix.
Does it? I've never really had trail mix.
Oh, it's so good.
So if you eat a piece that is not raisin, but a raisin has been around it, do you taste the raisin?
No, but I know. I don't like to buy something and not eat everything.
Look, I'm not being critical at all. Yeah. I get it, friend. Who am I?
No, raisin's not like really a flavor that spreads. Okay. But like oatmeal raisin cookies. Like, I love oatmeal cookies.
But the raisin.
It makes me so sad. So, yeah. There would be a store there. And obviously, even raisins and mayonnaise and guacamole, like, I don't like it. But I can stomach it. Like, I'll be fine. I'll just be sad. I'll probably cry like every day. But
the only raisin that I will like survive is Raisin Cane's.
Thank you so much for listening to The Table. We will be right. Be blessed. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting question there, brother. Now, yes, I pray, it is my personal prayer,
that we don't have to deal with
that
this.
That doesn't happen. Right. I personally...
Like, just send me along with the rest of the apocalyptic events.
Yeah, I plan on being raptured.
Yes.
So,
ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Glory.
Yeah, praise the Lord for that.
Well, let's go ahead and dive on in today, bro.
Let's do that. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, like we talked about what we're going to do today, and I'm not apprehensive because of what sparked the idea for this conversation. Like, I'm confident in this conversation. It's just going to be like processing it and reliving place where I was.
I would say this is possibly going to be quite possibly one of the realest episodes we've ever done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
And that's okay. Because open, honest communication.
Right.
You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? So this is in the same
even with our listeners.
Right. So I'll start by just saying this, with your permission.
Yeah, go for it.
I will read the private text message that you sent to me. So I'm at work one day and I'm just minding my own, and Tyler sends me this message, and you started by saying, and again, you've given me permission to read this.
Yes.
So before I do, I want to just sort of give some structure to this. First of all, everything is said in love.
Yeah.
This is not an intervention by no means.
Oh, Lord.
No, hear me out. We are literally verbally processing.
Let's go for it.
So anyway, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to revisit points of it. Because I have some notes, some of which I may read.
Go for it.
So we'll go for it. So the message was, Tyler sent me a message and he said, "It's amazing how many people don't care about how your day/weekend was," laughing emoji. "I mean that in the least petty way possible."
I really do.
And then you said parenthetically, "Not at you."
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, well, okay, that's good.
Right.
And then I said, "What happened?" And then I get this message. Tyler said, "I did a little experiment. I'm aware that I get easily excited about stuff, and so sometimes I overshare. I've been working on that. So instead of boring folks with all the stuff I did this weekend, for example, new book, Five Below, all the fun activities and food, etc., I only divulge the information to anyone who asks. For example, how was your weekend? No one at work asks." laughing emoji. And you clarified, again, not petty. Just interesting.
Yeah.
By the way, this does not come off to me as petty. I want you to know that.
Good.
So like, okay. Then you said, "You guys did," which I assume you meant like
you,
me,
Sarah.
Yeah. And you said, "A few people at church did, but no one else. I am typically pretty good about asking about people's day/weekend preemptively. And I thought that would solicit a quote, how about yours? Nope." Laughing emojis. "Not that I ask so that I have the opportunity to talk about myself.
Right.
But it's just an interesting experiment I did. And no, I'm not," because I knew you knew the question was coming.
Right.
"And no, I'm not questioning my self-worth or the relationship with those colleagues, but it has helped me ramble. It has helped me to ramble less and avoid oversharing." To which I responded, Yeah, it's definitely interesting to me for several different reasons. I don't really know where to start with a laughing emoji. And then you said, rest assured that I do not struggle with this anymore. I've definitely received a lot more confidence in who I am in God. And that's helped me tremendously.
Wow.
The exchange we had Sunday in regards to giving him the things that have nothing to do with me has helped too. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about my church.
Like we don't speak outside the podcast, so I don't. So that must have been just a dream.
Oh
no, I knew what you were talking about. And then I said, "Oh, good, that's definitely helpful for sure." Then there's another part that seems to have escaped my notes.
Oh,
do you want to respond to anything that's been said so far, though? While I find
No. I was a little worried, but then after hearing you read it, I'm like, yeah, no, I stand by that.
Yeah, it's good. So, okay, here's the next part. You said, and if I'm being honest, it kind of added a new level of appreciation for the relationship I have with those that did ask.
Yes.
I reminded myself, I've already shared these things that made me happy with some of the most important people in my life. So that thought helped. Wow, I'll get it out in a second.
I thought did I construct this poorly?
I'm literally reading this through a pop filter. So it's like, okay, I'm going to hold it this way now. So that thought helped satiate the desire to talk about that stuff. See, I can read when it's not okay. Like a skirt. You have a green line. I know this may seem like a self-absorbed experiment, but it was something that I struggled with. Realizing that not everyone cares about the things I cared about used to be something that made me question whether they were really my friends or my worth as a person, which is dumb, I know, but God has brought me a mighty long way.
Glory.
I'm telling you all this now because you're my brother, and I figured you'd find some interesting and inner... I figured you'd find some interest in the inner workings of my thought process, LOL.
First comment is, these paragraphs were constructed eloquently.
Yes.
Cody just can't read.
I literally... apparently, I can't read. Apparently, I struggle with vision.
I also didn't know you were going to read them word for word. It's okay.
It's okay. So
it's just hearing everything. I was like, yeah.
Well, you're over here like amening yourself, like yes,
yeah, hey. Speak.
So again, when you sent this to me, I was like
on a random Tuesday.
I was like, I definitely have a lot of, and I even attempted to like, you know, I'm going to type this out, but I'm at work and right. I'm like, there's no, I can't.
Sorry,
I can't. And so from that moment to this, yeah. I've been gradually doing
adding
that.
Notes and stuff,
so yeah. I have some stuff that, like I said, I want to just kind of revisit certain parts.
Let's do it.
I have some things to, because we're brothers.
Yeah.
You and me are not like, we are best friends, but we're not just friends. We're right. brothers.
Yeah.
We are different people.
True.
We see stuff from different perspectives.
Yeah, we do.
And it's helpful. I would say
for sure.
An example I thought of the other day is for this podcast, look at the logo I came up with. And look at the logo that you came up with. Listener, if you would like to see that logo, just take a peek at your phone real quick. See it? There it is. Okay, Tyler came up with that.
Oh Lord.
So we have strengths, weaknesses, and yeah. we often like bounce off of each other and learn from those things.
Yeah.
So I have some things that I wanted to just sort of bring up and just verbally process with you about this.
And I don't know if we actually said this at the beginning of the episode or not, but we're going to be kind of talking about like our self-worth and validation and need or lack thereof. So just kind of like an overall general topic. This is just kind of what sparked that conversation.
Yeah. And there's some stuff that, that this made me think about, like about myself as well. So I guess the first thing, and these are not in any sort of particular order of importance, but on the subject of oversharing.
Yeah.
So you had said that, I'll just tell you what I think. I don't think that you talk about too many things that you're doing all at once. As someone who's around you a lot.
Yeah.
Like even today, right now. I think that if anything, it's that you have a tendency to talk about any one of those things a lot.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that you're like, hey, I got a book. I got a this. I got a that.
I did this.
Yeah, but it's just like, but even that, though, depends on the situation, depends on who you're around.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so I really wouldn't say that you're like oversharing all these things.
I just, like, I guess I've caught myself in certain situations where I'm talking to somebody and I find myself going on, and then on like middle of the conversation, like this is happening in my mind while I'm talking to them. Like, did they even ask me about all of this? Like, do like they don't want to hear about all this.
Well, see, that's not necessarily true. And here's one, because I know what you're talking about. Like, I've thought the same stuff, but I think that like you've said that you're only going to divulge what people ask. Well, some things people don't even know to ask about.
Yeah, that's
true. And it's like, so an example that I thought of is you recently took up like the whole reading thing.
Yeah.
People can't really ask you about, hey man, how's
your... Got any new books lately?
how's your reading going if they don't know that you even started reading?
And let me be clear. Never mind. I was going to do a bad impression, but I'm not going to.
Oh no. I kind of want you to do it now.
Let me be clear. Anyway.
Would you please be clear for once in your life?
I'm so sorry. And me too. Anyway. like I hear about those. Like it's been even said on the platform several times. Just like those people that you don't want to ask about their day because they just go on and on and on. And I know that's more so in reference to negativity and stuff. Yeah. But like I also don't want to be that person where like you ask them just a simple question like, oh, how's it going? Or anything new going on? And then they just go on and on and on. Yeah. Now that doesn't bother me because I like hearing about stuff, but I know some people do get annoyed by that. And so I catch myself doing that. I'm like, stop it. Like I'm on the inside, like, stop it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more so referring to. Not that they need to, not that anybody, first of all, nobody needs to ask me anything, but it's not like I'm waiting on somebody to say, how's your reading going? But just a general, like, what's up? What you been up to? That's like a situation where I would be like, well, I got this book. I'm reading. I'm really having a good time, you know, like kind of thing. That's more so where I'm coming from with that. But if like, yeah, I'm just going to stop there. I'm not going to get too far ahead.
So, but how important to you, and I'm going to answer this question for me.
Yeah.
How important is it to you? Like if someone, for someone to ask you like, how was your weekend, man? Like,
I don't think it is. I just like, and that was what I wanted to convey in that message was that it's not like I'm not petty about it. Like it's just interesting, you know, it's not important that somebody does. I mean, I think that's part of where companionship comes in is that you do want to have somebody in your life that you can share those things that make you happy with that person.
Yeah.
But if old random Joe at work doesn't ask me, okay, you know. It's just I just found it interesting, you know, because whereas normally I would just be like where I would ask, what did you guys do this weekend? And they go off and I'm like, oh, cool. Well, I blah, 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 blah. I would just go and start talking about it.
Yeah.
Unsolicited. So that's where I kind of did that experiment. I was like, well, what would happen if I didn't?
I guess taking myself back to getting this message. One of the first thoughts I have was like, I hear what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you did this experiment. Like it must matter enough that you took the time to do this and it possibly still ongoing. Like, I don't know.
No. But I mean, I don't know because
here's why I ask. Let me give you time to think about that.
Go for it.
I would never do this because here's like, I frequently than not, people don't ask like how my weekend was. You do. Yeah. Like you talked about it in your message. Like you're super good about it. Like, and I've even heard you with other people be like, hey man, how was your weekend? Or how's your day going, man? Or whatever. And you're like, you genuinely are interested. Yeah,
absolutely.
Everyone's not like that.
Yeah.
And people more often than not do not ask me how my weekend was. And I do not care.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, that's where my mind went to is like, I would never do this.
So
I
wonder, what if Sarah never asked you how your day was?
I mean, that would be different, but you're talking about like coworkers.
Well,
and
that was the part of the experiment was that like I hadn't fully grasped like that notion of, well, like you said, not everybody's like that. Not everybody's like me. Like they don't care how anybody's day was or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like they're just kind of, and that's no fault of their own. No big deal. You know,
well, it's like everybody's just trying to make it, bro.
Right. And I get that.
Yeah,
I really do. Or they just don't want to risk being weighed down with more than what they're already dealing with.
Well, and one thing,
either or, like
one thing that I thought of, but we're here now. It's later in my notes. Is like a question that I had for you, which you've kind of answered, but I'll just ask it anyway. Is like, do you think that perhaps you were expecting too much out of a coworker to coworker friendship?
I do. And like And I, this is something we've talked about on the podcast before, is that I've been careful about who I label friend.
Right.
You know, as far as a true friend,
just
because of what that does entail. And so I've really been evaluating who I've been spending time with. And like, not that I'm saying I'm too stuck up to hang out with somebody.
Well, no, definitely not.
But it's important who you spend time
absolutely.
With. Absolutely. And so I like one of those things that's important to me in friendship is I don't know how to work. I don't want to say that they need to care about me and what I'm doing, but it's just like, I just wanted to see what happens.
Well, the definition,
I would like whoever, like say I do get into a relationship in the future and I'm just like, I would like for that person to care about how my day was, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I'm interested in dating my coworkers, but like it was helping me, I guess, subconsciously, now that we're verbally processing it, it was helping me kind of establish where I do have that line of importance at. Like, I don't care that my coworkers didn't ask. It's no big deal. Like, they'd have no obligation to know what my weekend was like. Even if they asked, I could just tell them, oh, it was nice. Yeah. You know? I have
it was
no,
good.
Right.
It was fine.
Exactly. I have no reason to tell them everything because it's not like I don't really want, I don't care if I share that part of my life. Like, in terms of thing, like little hobbies and stuff that make me happy. Like, that's not a big deal because they are not, like, life companions in the regards of, like a spouse or like you, my brother, you know what I mean? Like it's, so I guess, like I said, it was just finding where I draw that line of like whether or not it is important to me. And I would say I realized that for coworkers, I don't really care if you ask how my weekend was.
Yeah. And, well, and another thing too is like, let's say for example, let's say you have this one coworker that's like, you consider them a friend. Like,
yeah.
And not only that, they consider you a friend.
Yeah.
I think another thing that could possibly affect how deep that conversation goes as far as like, hey man, how was your day?
Yeah.
Is the setting.
Yeah.
You're at work. You're not really
right.
here to like have that conversation.
Exactly.
Whereas
we're someone, not like at lunch or something like
right,
that. Like,
whereas they may call you afterwards and be like, bro, did you have a day like mine? Or you know, something like that.
For sure.
You know, or even a text throughout the day. But as far as like coming over to your spot or you to theirs and being like, hey man,
right.
how's your day going? People probably
don't want to have a full blown conversation.
Yeah, well, and really, there you may get in trouble for doing so.
Right.
You know, so
well, not at my job, but
well, that's true. But that was just one of the notes I made because you had said no one at work asked, and I was like, could that be the setting?
The setting was like we get multiple breaks at work, and I spend these breaks with these coworkers, and including lunch.
Yeah.
And so like we talk throughout the day. We also sit very close to each other, and we also have a group chat at work
right
through the work thing. And so it's not uncommon for us to talk in detail about each other's weekends and things like that. I just typically volunteer the information myself, but the point of the experiment was to see if I didn't, would they notice or care? And like, that's not to say anything about them or our friendship. That doesn't mean we're any less of friends or anything like that. Or that, like I said in the message, I'm not questioning my self-worth or anything, but it was just interesting to see how much I do not care. Whereas normally, like back in the day, like I said in the message, that would have been like, well, why didn't they ask? Do they not care about me?
And like, this right here is a perfect example of like, we've talked about before, I don't know about on here, but certainly otherwise, that the importance and the difference of text versus in-person conversation.
Right.
Because from where I was at with this, and even looking back now, by the way, when I'm looking at my phone, I'm not ignoring you.
Same. Like same as right now.
One thing that I had sort of written down in the way that I sort of took it from just what I was reading
mm-hmm.
was that, okay, so what I'm getting is that his coworkers haven't been asking how he's doing. He considers them friends,
yeah.
But it bothers him that they just don't care and haven't seen
it. No, it does not bother me at all.
And,
I literally just found it interesting.
Yeah, and that's good because one thing that I had was like, again, the whole setting. And another question was like, realistically, if you left that job tomorrow, how many of them would like continue to keep contact with you, you know?
Right.
And I'm sure there's probably some.
Yeah.
But then
even still, that has its limits.
Right. Of course.
Because I think about previous jobs that I've had where like I had those friends at work that we were close with. I have some of their phone numbers. We're friends on Facebook, but like, it's not like we keep in touch every day since. I see them,
yeah.
But I'm not just like, like, hey, let's go get lunch, you know, just because it's been so long since I worked there. It just kind of died down.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before when what is a true friend, I believe, is the episode that we talked about it in. But like,
what makes someone a true friend?
Right. Well, there's situational friends. Like there's like we're friends because we are in this situation together. We are here, like whether it be at work or at school.
We're making it together.
Exactly. Exactly. We're not friends because we're just like, yeah, we may be drawn to each other's personality as friends, but like, we're not going to be lifelong friends. I mean, we may, but I mean, there's some friends that are just,
yeah,
like that are just like that
situational.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So like this definitely isn't something that hurt me. It's just helped me, I guess, establish more, I guess, clear. I don't want to say boundaries because that sounds,
well, boundaries is good though.
Boundaries is good, but it's not, it's, I guess it's more so, I guess I could use the word boundaries, boundaries as in like, what I allow myself to be bothered and unbothered by.
Yeah.
Like, because I do want to share parts of my life that make me happy, like with you and Sarah. Like, I like to talk about that stuff with you guys. Like, I like to, like, I just like to talk about that, you know? I like to hear about that. Stuff that makes you happy makes me happy. Like, you tell me, bro, we got this going, I'm like, that's awesome. So excited, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys do the same thing whenever I have something great going on. It's because we're genuinely happy for each other. We're there. We're like supporting each other, you know? Like that is what's important to me.
Yeah.
Like if you guys were just like, if didn't care about anything good going on in my life, yeah, that would be unfortunate for me.
Well, that was another section I had, is because you had mentioned like you guys did. And I made a note of like, because we do care.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
We are family and we do want to know like stuff that's going on. And we tell you like stuff's going on with us. And like, that was the point I was getting to before, is like, but we're family and they are coworkers.
Yeah. You know? For sure. And, for sure. And that would definitely like, I feel like I understand where you're coming from. Like, if this were something that I was bothered by, but genuinely just was like, wow.
Information.
Yeah, information is helpful. question, like this, and this may take us even deeper into the conversation. I don't know. But for anybody that hasn't figured it out yet, we're not doing split topics today.
We're not. Yeah.
This, because obviously we got a lot of thoughts on
right. this. Well, I still have more.
Same. But so we know that, I'm sorry, I'm taking it here. But we know that we can confide in the Lord.
Oh, don't apologize. That's good.
Right. We can take all our cares and all our troubles to Him.
Sure.
And we can even just talk about our day with Him.
Yeah.
You know, do you think it's still important to have that either companion or group of friends to talk to and share those experience with, or should we just be solely content on, not that we're not content in just the Lord alone, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, should we actively search for those friends here while we're on earth? Like to be able to share those experience with and share parts of our life that makes us happy with each other?
I think so.
I think so as well.
Because like so much that God does, God is obviously all powerful and He can do anything He wants.
Yeah.
But He chooses to use people.
Yeah.
He chooses to Absolutely. Operate through people. And so, and even the Bible says, you know, iron sharpeneth iron. What does that mean?
Right.
That means that I encourage you, you encourage me, we're helping each other.
Which is why it's important who you hang out with.
Exactly. The Bible also talks about not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together.
Exactly.
Which, of course, we attribute to, like, hey, we're coming together to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be that community.
That fellowship.
And, right. And the Bible also talks about if a man is going to have friends, mm-hmm. he must be friendly. He must present himself as friendly.
Absolutely.
Why does all that matter? Because God knows. Look, He looked at Adam, one of the first things He said, the first time He said that this is not good, is when He said, it is not good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, if it would have been just, hey, Adam, you're here, I'm here, and that's going to always be good no matter what. Now, of course, He was talking about the context of marriage.
Right.
But still, Jesus had friends. He told the disciples, He said, you are my friends. I mean, they were His disciples, and they went on to be His apostles, but He said it out of His own mouth. You are my friends. And greater love hath no man than a man that would be willing to lay down his life for his friends.
Hi.
And so I do believe that God expects us to and encourages us to have friends. But the Bible also makes it clear about which kind of friends you have.
Right.
And so, you know, you've said that. It's important to who you hang out with. And it's okay to not further a relationship with someone, a friendship with someone that is not going to be good for you, well, especially if you are prayerful and the Lord instructs you that, hey, you need to distance yourself. Do that.
Absolutely.
Do that.
100%. That's why we have those boundaries.
Exactly.
And that's kind of where this, I know I've said it before, but just to reiterate, that's kind of where this experimentation came from, was to see where those particular boundaries were for me. Because if I, like, I wouldn't let something like that bother me from, like, acquaintances or just, like, work buddies, you know? Like, whereas the same things, the same, I guess, privileges, or I don't want to say privileges. That sounds weird, but, like, I'm not going to treat you guys the same way I treat my work friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really talk to my work friends outside of work.
Right.
You know? Like, what if I just talked to you guys whenever if we genuinely did not talk outside the podcast?
Yeah, that, like, would be problematic.
Exactly.
There's no relationship.
Exactly. There. And that's, like, that's kind of where this experimentation came in, was like, okay, like, I'm starting to kind of get a clear, like, image of where my friends are, like, on here. And, like, again, that's not to say that they're any less of my friends, but one thing about Tyler, and this is just Tyler being real, everybody was his best friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I had, like, 42 best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would have bent over backwards to do anything for any single one of them. And, like, it was for people that I had met, like, a month ago, which is possible, but it's like those people, like, you're giving too much of yourself to, like, and you're spreading yourself too thin, and you're, like, you end up with the wrong people, especially when you get to know them. It's just, there's obviously a lot wrong with that. So, like, and the journey for Tyler has been kind of seeing where those boundaries are. Like, I don't want to say being selective, but, like, just being more prayerful about who I spend time with and things of that nature, and learning from my mistakes. The many, many mistakes.
Well, the thing is, bro, it doesn't really take a super long amount of time to get to the point. Like, if you have the Holy Ghost and any connection with God at all, you know, I probably shouldn't be hanging around this person.
Yeah.
You know, even if you did at first long enough to realize that, the problem comes when people realize that and they're like,
and they're, well, like, already friends with these people.
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Exactly.
And, well, I better.
Exactly.
You know. Well, then you go down a dark road that leads you places you do not want to go.
Exactly.
And it becomes problematic.
Yep.
And an issue. And so that's why I said earlier, like, I think boundaries are, like, you use the word boundaries. That's good. Like,
yeah,
people don't like that word because of what it means, but it's like, boundaries are necessary.
This is not an episode about what friends are, but I guess in a way to tie it in with what we're talking about, like, it's okay to just have, like, a small group of set friends.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, especially because if they're true friends.
Right.
Oh, man. Those are the best.
Well, and you don't have to have, like, I remember whenever I first got on Facebook, my goal was how many friends could I get.
See, I'm glad you're taking it this way, because that was another thing I wanted to kind of cover.
Well, good. We're going to cover it. That was literally like, I'm over here like sending friend requests to strangers because all I cared about was I want my number to be higher.
Exactly.
And then, of course, as you mature and you realize, like, these people are not my friends. They don't even know who I am.
Right.
Well, that becomes way less important. Well, then into real everyday life, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a ton of friends.
Right.
I have. In fact, outside of the church, who? Like, you know, and don't get me wrong. That's not to say I don't have people that I love and that I would absolutely, I'll take you to lunch.
Well, we love everybody.
Yeah. But it's like, there's people who I have once considered a friend.
Right.
And it's like, you know, the thing with guys is, like, you know, guys can see each other and then not see each other again for a year and then pick back up where it left off.
Yeah.
That is absolutely a thing. And I'm not taking anything away from that. But as far as, like, daily, or at least weekly, like, hey, you know, how's things going? Who would I call
to
hang out? Or who would I call if my car broke down? Like, there's people that I have not seen in a while, but I really consider them family.
Yeah.
And I keep in contact over text or FaceTime or whatever. I'm not even talking about those situations. What I'm talking about is, again, back to, like, say, ex-coworkers or something.
Right. Situational friends.
Are those people your friends? Probably not.
Right.
You know? And would I, you know, are they, and I talked about this before on our episode we did talking about keeping in touch.
Yeah.
Is it really my responsibility to continually pour myself out and try to put this friendship that's on ICU You know, like, right. Like, should I, should, is it my responsibility to just keep that going? I don't think it is.
Especially when you start to, like, doubt your, like, yourself.
Yeah.
Like, as a part, your self-worth, you know? Yeah. Like, wow, like, why does this person want to talk to me anymore? Like, what's wrong with me kind of thing, you know? Or, like, what did I do? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like that. Like your valid, your self-worth is not found in other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not found in your circle of friends. It's not found in how many friends you have or if you're still friends with those people. We grow up. We grow apart.
People change.
We have lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People change.
Well, people also make decisions that
take them down a different
route. Down a different direction that they can't realistically expect you to follow them.
Exactly.
You know? Like, even, let's just say, me and you.
Yeah.
If I just became a blatant alcoholic.
Yeah.
You're going to love me.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to be coming to hang out every week.
Our relationship will change.
Yeah.
It's not going to stay. And maybe that's a bad example because we are family. But let's just say a friend Z, you know.
Yeah.
That we hang out with weekly, yada, yada. Well, not only are they going to not want to be around us anymore because they're going to know we don't support such as that. But the problem comes in when some people, like, if we were to, like, hey, no, we'll come with you to the bar, you know, or we'll,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll go and we'll witness to him.
Right. You know? Exactly. We're going to be the influence, be influenced.
That's no bueno.
Oop.
That is not going to happen. And don't get me wrong. I really don't want to make this seem, like, don't hear what I'm not saying. Love everybody.
Yeah, 100%.
But you got to be careful who you let be your friend.
Well, and that's the whole, like, don't be influenced, be the influence saying that is used a lot is often used as an excuse to hang out with the people that they're not supposed to hang out with.
Absolutely.
Like that, because I know because I've done it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's done it at one point. Or
right, another. Right. They're like, it's like a toxic relationship. Like,
flirt to convert.
Exactly. Oh, oop. No thanks.
Show me Bible for that, friend.
Ooh wee.
Show me Bible for that, Joe.
Ooh wee. Ooh wee. Anyway, hey,
I've done it, y'all. I've
tried
there.
It. It did not end
well. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like, if we don't talk about anybody else, we could talk about our own experiences.
Right, exactly.
Like, you done come too late. Tell me that junk works. Exactly. Or it's a good idea. Forget that.
Look, if it works, hey, go. Great, for it, but I'm not going to actively be.
I'm sure it has worked in times past.
Of course it's worked before, but it's not, also like one of those things that's like, this is not conclusive, going to work every single time.
It's not recommended by
exactly. Well, there's so many things that go. This is not a podcast about
let's,
that.
Let's not go into that. Let's not go into that. Go ask your pastor friend.
Right, exactly. But like, the other thing I was going to say was that, so we had talked about, one of the things that I found important in relationships was sharing, this is how I worded it, is sharing parts of my life that make me happy with, like, you know, friends, companions, things like that. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, this makes me happy. I don't share it and to expect you to take joy out of that thing particularly. Like, if I go and tell you, like, bro, I just had the best disc golf game that I've ever had in my life. I know you're not super, super thrilled about disc golf, but you're not going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be happy for me.
Yeah. I'm like, that's great, bro.
Right. Like I would love.
What happened?
Exactly. I want to share that. Does that desire, and I'm saying me, but I mean, I'm referring to us collectively, everybody listening, you
folk.
Does the desire to share parts of our life make us self-centered? In your opinion. I agree.
I don't think so.
I agree.
I don't think so at all. But look, man, I can only speak for me. And you're speaking for you.
Yeah.
When I find something I enjoy, mm-hmm. I do like to share it. And it's not because I want you to, like, I'm verbally processing this. What would be self-centered about me telling you that I enjoy archery? Like, I'm not bragging because there's a million other people that also,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just like, hey, I found a new interest. You are a person I care about.
Yeah.
I want you to know this,
yeah.
You know, or like, and it's not because, and I even ask myself now, okay, well, why? Because we're brethren. Like,
exactly.
Why not?
In my opinion, it strengthens the relationship to a certain level. Like, you start to learn more about that person, what makes them, them. Like, you think about, like, at Christmas time and birthdays and stuff like that. Like, I could think of any, like, if I had infinite resources, I know a ton of things that I would get you.
I would hand you a list.
Right. If you had, you wouldn't have to. Right. Why? Because we talk about things that we care about.
Yeah, we know these things.
We have the relationship as brothers of, like, I know what things Cody's interested in. I know what he likes. I know what makes him happy. I could go out there and buy him a Tesla right now. Ooh. You know what I mean? Or
What color would it be, brother?
Matte black.
Oh. Oh, yes. Bro, I seen one the other day. I seen a Tesla. No, I saw one on Twitter the other day that was matte black. And ooh-wee. I was like, that, and it was like real matte black, you know?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Nice.
Oh, my word. See, be like that right there.
Yeah.
Like that, literally that right there.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Was that self-centered of me?
No.
No, it's not. No. And that's why, like, whatever you were saying in your message, like, you know, I'm not trying to be self-centered or yada yada. I'm like, I know. Like, I see what you're doing.
And I give that disclaimer because the enemy will use that against, I'll say you, me, will use that against anybody to say that, like, wow, you're talking about yourself. What, like, you're talking about things that you like. What kind of self-centered person are you? You know? Yeah. And I'm just being real.
Right.
Well, I know I'm not the only person that's dealt with. I'm not saying that you've dealt with this per se, but I know that there's somebody out there who's dealt with this issue because the enemy has lied to them and told them that, like, any mention of anything that you enjoy at all.
This is what I interpret as self-centered. Let's just do a little scenario here. I'm going to ask you a question. You just answer it truthfully.
Okay.
Hey, bro, how was your day yesterday?
It was pretty good.
That's enough out of you. My day yesterday.
My turn to talk.
Yeah. My day was as the following. Now, you're going to need to take out notes because you have something to learn from me. Like, to me, when I hear self-centered, I think about something like that.
Yeah.
Like, they can't wait for you to stop talking.
I can't wait till it's my turn to talk.
Literally that. Like, I know it's a meme that goes around. But it's like, wow, I can't wait until you hush so that I can tell you everything about me.
See, and that's one thing that I wanted to convey was that, like in that message, like I said, I genuinely do not ask because I want someone to ask about mine. I don't care. Like, I'm genuinely interested in how your day and your weekend went or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, because I want to know the things that make you happy because I'm trying to establish that relationship. I'm trying to understand the things that make you happy, the things that you enjoy. Like, what makes you you, you know? Like, how else do you learn that stuff?
Right.
You know? And like, it's...
it's you're right. I mean, but that's the thing is there something... Okay. I'm going to ask you something.
Okay.
And it, like, this is something. First, let me ask you this. How long have you been doing this experiment? Because this relates to something that I'm going to share something from my perspective of how potentially the experiment affected me and made me feel.
Okay.
But not in like confronting you, just in like verbally processing it.
Okay, that's fine. Probably about 2 weeks, maybe.
2 weeks or so.
Yeah. No, it wasn't very long because I'm impatient.
I want to know the results now.
Right.
Okay. Well, the reason
could not be a scientist. So
right. I cannot be. But first of all, I'm not smart enough.
Right. Same.
But you do have a pink hat, which is
true,
which is ideal.
True.
I can see you in your lab coat with a pink hat. So, no, the reason I ask is because again, I was thinking about this over several days, and I was like, this thought came to me. I was like, well, I wonder if this experiment is why these two things happened.
Okay.
And those two things are, so typically what happens is we've talked about how we share each other. We share things with each other.
Yeah.
We're constantly like doing that to one another, which is great. And I like it. And then like the other day, I found out you had gotten a Switch and I found out from someone else. And I was like, cause they had just casually mentioned Tyler's Switch. And I was like, Tyler doesn't have a Switch. He's like, yeah, he did. He got one the other day. I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, did he? And then I text you and I was like, hey, did you get, and you were like,
yeah.
And I was like, well, that's weird. Cause we've talked about like, it's something that previous up until the getting it.
Yeah.
We were like, wow, I can't wait for you to get a Switch. I also can't wait to get a Switch, you know, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And it's like, you get one and I find out from a third party and I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
And so, and then the second one was you finally got a keyboard. Again, we've talked, which is beautiful, by the way.
Right. Love it.
And then the third, not the third, the second thing was you got the keyboard. And again, I was like, man, this is the second thing in like the past week that it's like huge and been on our list that Tyler just didn't tell me, but I didn't know to ask about. I didn't know to be like, hey, bro, did you get a switch today? You know?
And just checking.
Yeah.
Daily update.
I know you went to Hattiesburg. Did you get a switch? You know, so it was like, I found that weird.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, don't get me wrong, I wasn't mad, but I was like, I'm very confused.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about these things openly, and then when he finally does get them, not a word.
You're gonna love my response to this.
I'm waiting for it.
That was actually not part of the experiment. That was that was, I shouldn't have spent all that money at once. I was a little ashamed. And I didn't want to be like, hey guys, I got a Switch. Also, I got a keyboard.
And honestly, that was like where my mind went to, I figured not that, like, wow, you shouldn't spend all that money.
Yeah.
It was, he probably just didn't want to tell me because of expecting that kind of response.
Right.
But my mind also went to, like, I knew that he was doing these things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
to my defense, I also thought I told you about the keyboard.
Yeah.
But I acknowledge that allegedly I did not. So I apologize for that.
No,
but
it's fine.
The Switch was intentionally left off because I was like,
ugh. Yeah. And then, like, whenever I saw you,
I felt bad about it.
Well, I mean, and that's whatever. But I was like, because again, at this time, you know, when I'm thinking this, I don't have this information.
Yeah.
I'm only able to speculate, which I try not to do, but you know how we are.
Right, right, right.
So the way it made me feel was, is he experimenting on me?
No.
Like, I don't know to ask.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because the thing about it is like, and this is, I mentioned before in the podcast, is that with our relationship, like, you guys ask me stuff, and I tell y'all all the time.
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't tell y'all about this is because I shouldn't have spent all that money.
Well, at the same time, it's like, I mean, what happens when we do find out?
Right.
You know?
It's like, that's why I didn't have a problem telling you.
Yeah. Like, I had to ask you.
Whenever you asked me, I told you.
Whenever you asked me, I didn't lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tyler.
I don't have any. I was just like, because it's not like, you're not my dad. You're not.
By no means.
You don't have any control over my monies. But by it was no just, means. It was just like.
Other than I feed you occasionally.
Right. Sometimes.
We feed each other.
Right.
By the way, it's your turn today. I'm kidding.
No. I got you.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But yeah,
in your defense,
here's the thing. I got it. I just gathered it.
And he felt his help.
So, I'm sorry if this makes you uncomfortable, but no, Cody, more often than not, is the voice of reason in my life.
Hey, Tyler, this is the voice of reason. Just wondering if you had time for a chat.
Nope. No, but really, he is, of course, you know, the Lord, but Cody is like the physical representation of, like, I go to him a lot for advice. Like, he is. Even if it's something I don't want to hear, something that irritates the fire out of me, he will tell me the truth regardless, you know? So that's just the kind of person Cody is. So I know if, like, he kind of represents my conscience in a way, my conscience.
You got a big conscience, friend.
Stop it. Like, so I knew I shouldn't have spent that much money, but I wanted, you know, treat yourself, you know? And this is something I've been wanting for a while, and everything was paid. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't not pay a bill to buy that. I didn't buy it for somebody else.
Right.
I didn't buy it to turn around and sell it. This is it. Like that. Like, this is mine. And, but still, it was just so expensive. And so I felt bad for getting it. And so, even though I knew you wouldn't say anything, just what you represent in my mind, I was like, I just know he's going to be disappointed.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is I wasn't, because, like, where I was at is, I guess, like, because, again, we have been talking about these things.
Right.
And I'm over here like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And presumably before it does, Tyler's not going to win the lottery.
Right.
You know, because we don't play the lottery. So therefore we win.
Right.
By not playing.
Exactly.
So I'm over here thinking it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I've also been privy to, like, you're like, bro, I've been super responsible lately. I've been this and that and the other.
Yeah.
So I'm over here like, okay, all is well. And you're also like, not sleeping in your car, which is helpful.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so when it came down to, okay, Tyler got a Switch, I'm like, really? And my mind went to that. But in your defense,
I also had it only for like a couple days after he found out.
Yeah, but you know.
I know.
But anyway, but as I was going to say earlier, in your defense, there have very much been times in the past where I've been like, wow, that was dumb.
Yeah,
you know? I know. And but with these particular...
Which is not your fault, because it was dumb.
Right, it was dumb. I was simply pointing out what you already knew.
Right.
But in these particular situations, especially the keyboard. Like, yeah. The keyboard is like, bro...
It wasn't like a luxury thing. Like, no. I just want a keyboard.
It'd be another keyboard.
Right. It'd be different if I went and bought out a $500 steel drum pan.
Yeah.
Like I do want one of those, and it is in my Amazon cart.
Well, in due time.
But like, yeah, I didn't use that money to get that instead of keyboard. Like, right. I need a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, you literally, like, now, even, I would say even more so than in the past, needed one. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. When I heard that you got a keyboard, I was like,
yes.
That's great. Finally. And then I found out about that after the Switch. And then when I heard you got the Switch, I was like, that's so cool. But I couldn't enjoy it from the thought of like, why didn't he tell me?
Yeah.
You know? But I did think about it. I was like, you know, he probably thinks I'm going to be like, bro, why would you spend that money?
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. I was more bothered by the fact.
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
No. Not even that. I was more bothered by the fact that Sarah bought me a Switch than the fact that you bought yourself a
Switch. It's that, like, almost guilty feeling.
It is.
Because right? It's of like, spending money on yourself.
Well, you think about what you could have spent the money on.
Exactly.
And that's where my mind... Now, don't get me wrong. I have enjoyed. I am enjoying. 100%. It's right over there in the camo pack.
Well, and, like, we have enjoyed. You know?
Well, me and Sarah, dude, like,
yeah.
There's been times when it's been, like, just us on a weeknight, and she's like, hey, you want to play Smash Brothers? I'm like,
absolutely.
Do you want to play Smash Brothers? So it's been an enjoyable thing. And then, like, the other day, whenever we had some guys over, we had, it was me, you, Matt, and Rusty.
Podcast to come.
Ooh, yes. Or possibly already heard, depending.
Right.
It was Right. It was me, you, Matt, and Rusty, and we were like, hey, guys, let's play the Switch. And because you now had a Switch, we had four controllers.
Yeah.
You know? So we were able to do that. It's been a wonderful thing. So yeah. I wasn't bothered by the fact that you had got it because, bro, I mean, I help you with anything I can do. But at the end of the day, you know what's dumb and what's not. So it is what it is. So it was just like for me, like, bringing it back to the topic at hand, I guess, was like, have I been experimented on? I was wondering because it's like, if that is the case, like, if that's what you're, and again, we've talked about it. This is where I was before I knew this information.
Right.
My mind was, if that's what you're doing, you're way out of balance because I didn't know to ask about these things.
Yeah.
So if you were waiting on me to be like,
no.
And so
I was dealing with my own guilt, but in relation to the subject and the topic that we've been on is that, like, we have that relationship and, like, that's where I hold you at. Like it is weird that I didn't tell you about it because I always do.
Yeah.
Like, I always talk about that stuff, not because like I like to talk about myself, but that we just share stuff about ourselves. You know what I mean?
We do that.
So when I didn't and I withheld, like, big news, it was strange.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're at. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I think it's important to have those people in your lives that you can talk to about that because, I mean, everybody needs that. Everybody likes that. Having being felt like they're cared about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of y'all out here choosing not to be because it's an aesthetic right now. But let me get off that.
I mean, I thought you were about to get on it if you want to.
Is that to you? No.
Okay.
I'm not going to attack all these little teeny boppers out here.
Like, maybe one day we'll start.
Has depressed in their Instagram bio.
Oh.
I'm not thinking of anybody in particular, but, like, literally there's so many people out here that are like, anxiety and depression is an aesthetic now.
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah,
I know. Right. There's like funny jokes about it, like, oh, the and I'm like, that's not funny.
Nor is it cute.
No, like, that's a real problem that people deal with, right? You know, and for one, self-diagnose yourself is horrendous. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, like, because there are people that actually deal with it and actually affects them on a regular basis,
right?
And for you to just say that you have it just because you don't like to be, never mind.
Well, to lay claim to it, to lay claim to it of it's my anxiety.
Exactly. Yeah, it's yours because you won't let go of it. Because you keep saying that it's yours.
I've talked about it in a different podcast. I have dealt with it.
Yeah,
and I did not want it to be my anxiety.
Exactly.
You know,
I don't understand the aesthetic right now.
I don't either, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
So, in conclusion, the experiment is over.
Yeah, it was a success.
It was a success, and you've adjusted accordingly. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, are you pleased with the results?
I am because I do have those clear boundaries now, because now I don't have those unrealistic expectations. Like I don't need to feel validated by any one particular person or anything like that. But I realize that I get to share my life with people that I'm closest with. You know what I mean? And that's enough. Like I don't have to tell everybody in the world about this, that, and the other, even though I do it on a podcast weekly.
For your amusement.
Right, exactly. But outside of that, like, it helped me establish those boundaries, which can only help. Like, it's, like I said, it's going to help with expectations. It's going to help with, like, how open I am or how closed off I am. Like, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I would say, ultimately, it was a success.
Well, and it's always, you know, it's an ongoing process.
Well, like, and it also keeps things in perspective.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just, like maybe somebody out there kind of feels that way, but maybe they don't have the same revelation that you and I do, that, and they don't, maybe they don't know the Lord, and maybe they're just like, they feel like they have nobody.
Yeah.
Like maybe they feel the same way in that they can't talk to anybody about their lives because they do feel like a bother, or maybe they do feel worthless or like nobody cares. Like, and I think that's one reason why I do like to ask about people's day, because I want, because I've been in that place before.
Give them the opportunity.
Right. I've been in that place before. It's not fun. It's not fun to just sit there and feel like nobody cares about anything that you're doing. Like, talk to people. Even if you don't care, but pretend like you care and ask them how their day
was. And it really doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
The thing, and this is the last thing I'll say, is in relation to what you're talking about, I also know how it feels.
Yeah.
And even to this day, like, there's some people, and this is what, going back to like which friends you have, this is another thing that's interesting. It's like I try my best, and I feel like I do a decent job at being the same guy no matter who I'm around.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's amazing how some people make you feel valued.
Yeah.
And other people in your life make you feel like garbage.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it something that I'm doing? Probably not.
Right.
Hopefully not, you know. But anyway, I have experienced situations recently that have kind of been ongoing where it's like, hey, I've just kind of adjusted my mindset to where when I'm around these people, I'm going to feel fine. But when I get around these people or this person or whatever, they make me feel like this, and it's their problem, not me.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like I may be experiencing the emotion of, well, the more I talk, the dumber they think I am or whatever, or, you know, not valued. They don't care. It's all about themselves. They think they're smarter than everybody in the room, yada, yada. That is a them issue.
Right.
Because I don't feel that way around anybody else but them.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, I guess as cliche as it has kind of become these days, know your worth.
Yeah.
Know your worth in the Lord.
Yeah, 100%.
And know that your worth is not found in other folk.
Yep. I shared a meme about that the other day.
You did.
It was about knowing your worth. Yeah. And like, if you're begging and like say these, and I know we're wrapping things up, but like, say those people that, like, they're still my friends, but they're not like my BFFs.
Yeah.
Say I did spend all my time trying, like, just begging them to ask me how, hypothetically begging them to ask me how my weekend was, but they just didn't care. And I let that bother me to Lord knows what end, when I have a support system here and a group of friends here that do care about things in my life that get not upset, but are bothered when I don't tell them about things that happen. Like, you're wasting time and energy that could be spent with people that actually care and love you.
Exactly.
Like, just evaluate where you are. Evaluate those people that love you and that are in your life. And, you know, say hi to a stranger.
smile at someone today.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And show them this podcast.
Yes.
And if you want to, you could even share a good song with them.
Let's do that. Wow, this week on Drop the Bop, we are bringing some apostolic content, and that's my favorite bops to bring.
Yes, indeed. Hashtag support apostolic content.
Love it. This week, we are bringing Be Exalted / I Exalt Thee by Brittany Scott.
All right.
She's been putting out some new music. I'm assuming she's getting ready for a new album because she's been releasing singles. I think she's up to like 4 now, but this one was released as of this recording last night.
Oh.
And
so it's hot off the press.
Right. Well, by the time you guys hear this, it's probably going to be like 2 months ago. Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. But still, super good song. I recommend checking it out. I mean, everything you need to know is in the title, Be Exalted/I Exalt Thee. Like, what else do you need except to just exalt the good Lord and Brittany Scott?
He's like, worthy.
He to be praised.
Anything we can offer up, he's worthy of.
Hey! Ooh, our time.
Ooh, our efforts.
Ooh, hey.
Our resources.
Ooh, it is nothing but our reasonable service.
And most importantly, us.
Ooh, yes.
Ourselves.
Glory.
Praise God.
Wow.
Bro, I had a great time today.
I had an amazing time.
It went into where it went into, and then it came out, and everybody was better for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. Sometimes your education.
Sometimes.
If you like that, you can head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can follow us at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And please, share this podcast with your friends and your family or a stranger.
Or a stranger.
If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, please check out the description where you'll find a short list provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.
I like that.